This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever heard of heart rate variability or HRV? Sounds kind of boring, right?
Actually, it's fascinating. It's like a window into your nervous system.
A window into my what now?
Your nervous system. It tells us about the balance between your fight or flight and rest and digest responses.
So, like, how stressed I am.
Exactly. And this paper dives into a landmark report on measuring it.
This 1996 task force report, what's the big deal? Why is it still relevant?
It standardized how we measure HRV. Before, everyone was doing things differently, making it hard to compare studies.
So, like apples and oranges?
Exactly. This report made it apples to apples, right?
So, how did they standardize it? Lots of complicated math.
Not really. They focused on time domain and frequency domain analyses. Think simple metrics like SDNN and RMSSD.
SDNN and RMSSD? Sounds like a secret code.
They measure the variation in your heartbeats. Higher numbers mean more variability, usually a good thing.
So, more variations better?
Generally, yes. It shows a healthy balance in your nervous system.
Okay, so it's a good thing to have lots of variation. But what does it actually tell us clinically?
It's a strong predictor of things like mortality after a heart attack.
Whoa. Seriously?
Yep. Lower HRV after a heart attack means higher risk. It's also useful for detecting diabetic neuropathy.
So it can help diagnose problems before symptoms even show up?
Exactly. It's a powerful early warning system.
What's the best way to measure HRV?
The gold standard is an electrocardiogram, or ECG, but PPG, from wearable tech, is getting better.
So, fancy hospital equipment versus your smartwatch?
Pretty much. ECG is still more accurate, especially for detailed analysis.
Anything in the report that's outdated?
Yeah, some of their interpretations of the frequency data have been refined, and they didn't cover newer techniques like nonlinear analysis.
So science keeps moving, right?
Always. The report laid the groundwork, but new research builds on it.
What's next for HRV research?
They suggested looking at HRV in other conditions like psychiatric disorders and sleep problems. Lots of potential there.
So it's not just about heart health?
No, it's a broader indicator of overall health and well-being.
So to wrap it up, what are the main takeaways from this old but gold report?
HRV is a crucial biomarker. Standardized measurement is key. Low HRV is linked to increased risk, and it's a valuable tool for early detection of various health issues.
Sounds like a pretty big deal for something that measures your heartbeat's variability, right? So this seemingly simple measure of heart rate variability has huge implications for health and disease.
Absolutely. It's a powerful tool that continues to evolve with new research.
That was a great discussion.